The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Good morning. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live throughout the world, throughout the universe. You know, it probably goes way out there and, you know, out into way in the outer space. KCNR 1460, 7:07 in the morning, and good morning, Trish.
Good morning. Did I mention that it's dark this time of morning when I get up?
Is it really? I mean, did you notice it's dark?
It's dark outside.
It's dark outside. Oh.
Yeah. And it's 57 degrees.
It's dark every morning I get up.
Yeah, but I don't usually get up this time of morning. 7:07 and it's 57 degrees in downtown Reading. We're going to be looking for a sunny with a high near 85 today.
85 degrees in March.
Yes.
Are we telling ourselves something?
Well, we're telling ourselves we're in trouble because it's going to get hot real quick. Tonight we're looking for mostly clear, low around 51. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 72 and through in the high 70s throughout the weekend. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, good. You know what? We're going to have to start changing that. Like, you know, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer.
I think so. But I'm, you know, it's March, as you indicated. It's at 85 degrees. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in July?
Isn't tomorrow supposed to be the first day of spring? I think it is, isn't it?
I'll have to see if it's equinox or not.
I thought I saw that someplace.
Yeah, let me look.
Well, you know what? Bob already knows what the weather's going to be like because he's in his Hawaiian shirts already.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he layers. He has a T-shirt and then a Hawaiian shirt. But he knows, you know, he's not going to change. He'll eventually sometime around, mid-June, take off the T-shirt. And then he'll walk around with an open Hawaiian shirt, which is, you know, it's quite scary. But still, he's cool. Bob's always cool.
Matter of fact, well, it'll be tomorrow.
That's what
and
I said.
Kind of a trifecta. We'll have a solar eclipse, the super moon, where it appears to be slightly larger because it's a little bit closer, and spring equinox all at the same time.
And that's all going to happen when I'm hopefully sleeping.
Friday, we're going to have. Yeah. You know what? I also understood there's going to be a solar eclipse. There's going to be all types of things happening.
Yeah, the eclipse, though, nowhere in the U.S. It'll be somewhere in Norway, where it's visible.
You know, to look at how this weather is so different, I spent the last few days over in Amador County, and they have over there in Volcano, they have what they call Daffodil Hill, which is this last weekend generally is their opening for the daffodils and the tulips, and it's quite a magnificent sight when they're all in bloom. This is going to be their last weekend they're open this year. They opened in February because the daffodils and the tulips, because of lack of rain and the weather, they're done.
And this would usually go.
It usually goes till the end of April.
And it starts now, though.
But
now it's finished.
They're down to the last bloom.
Well. Everybody can take their time and go up to Mount Shasta and get a little skiing in.
I don't know, but lots of luck on that.
I know. You know,
you might
be able to buy a ski park cheap up there. This goes on another year or two. You know, isn't it global warming? Well, but you know what? Here's the funny thing.
Climate change,
yeah.
And it has been changing since. But climate change, you know. That's a true statement, I believe. Climate change.
Oh, climate. There is
because
changing.
It has been changing since the beginning of time.
Right. But, you know, I listened to
and that didn't Arch, anything
Arch
we
Pugh.
Did.
Arch, well, Arch Pugh was talking about he had written He's a well-read individual, by the way. Had read a book about, you know, when you talk about climate change, everybody talks about, oh, it takes forever for climate change to happen and all this. You know, it goes on and on. Something happens. But he said, no, he says, if you look at the history, that something happens. Like the Earth starts cooling. I mean, it cools fast or starts warming up. It warms up fast. So it's not like something that would take 500 years. It could take, you know, like 50, 60 years. And there's, you know, I mean, there's a huge change. Now, I look at it out here where we're burning up. No, we're not burning up literally, but we can be. And then you look on the East Coast, 3,000 miles away.
Yeah.
And they've had more snow. They've set records for snow that they've never even had before. You're talking about snow that 109 inches in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so that you've got that. And so the amount, you know, the things that are happening. You know, and then you have people saying, well, you know, the Antarctic is melting. Well, and then, you know, there's, you know, if, you know, Doug Craig, when you know, Doug Craig is so adamant. This is happening, and we've got to change everything. But what are you going to change when, you know, the United States could change probably everything we do? I mean, even more than we're doing. And unless China and India and all these other countries, you know, buy in on it, you know, I'm not sure, you know, that's going to, you know, we're going to – what we can't – it's not like locking a room in your house.
But and I don't think that – my own personal opinion, I don't think that's what's changing it. You take for – as an example – because the state of California, we've done everything you can possibly think of that's probably wrong as far as we've had the worst smog and the worst this and the worst everything. Take one of the mountain states. Take Twin Falls, Idaho, where I was born and raised. I grew up with snow on the ground every year. I mean, we had weeks of snow and a lot of snow, and we had snow chains, and they rarely now have snow on the ground a couple times a year,
so
a couple, three times
change.
A year. It's climate change. Do you think Twin Falls, Idaho had enough of they don't even have enough of a population. They're Midwest farm town.
But
it isn't something that the people did. It's climate change. That's what God has done to our – that's how the world works.
I think most people agree that mankind and all the things that we're doing has had an impact on climate change. I'm not saying it's the sole cause of climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. I think, though, but that mankind and, you know, doing the things that we've done – we have kind of changed the atmosphere and the, you know, with what we've done. I'm not saying, though, is that mankind, as some people say, mankind is the prime reason that there's climate change. But then again, I'm speaking so far off over my head right now. I mean, I've listened to Doug and I read these things. And I mean, there's people on both sides. And if you're on the one side that says, oh, no, mankind hasn't touched climate change, you are immediately pilloried. And not Hillary'd, but pilloried and you know, and chewed to pieces because it's against, you know, the common thought.
I just find it convenient that the solution is to drive the United States economy off a cliff. That's the solution presented, if you boil it down.
Exactly.
Well, see, now that, and see, then there's the part that bothers me because, you know, we can make some changes, but unless, you know, the last time I heard that the treaty that Obama got the Chinese to agree to is, you know, like 30 years from now, if they've reached a certain point, they're going to cut back on their coal-fired plants. I'm not sure that's working.
Well, and again, I would say I'm closer to the I'm of the opinion that God created this wonderful world, and I think it's hugely arrogant of us to think that he would totally allow us to destroy it.
I know one thing that works.
What's that?
It's my sleep number bed.
There you go.
My sleep number bed that I sleep in, my sleep number setting of 45, where I am just, you know, I woke up this morning at 4:30 and I went, because waking up at 4:30 and taking Elk Killer out, it's like, okay, you know, I know I'm going to get up in another 35 minutes. And so usually just lay there. Get back in my bed. Phew. Next thing I know, I'm getting nudged. Hey, you going to work today?
Do you know, I recently, as I indicated, was out of town in my motorhome for 2 or 3 days. Last night, get into my sleep comfort bed, sleep right straight through the night, as I always do.
Right.
That doesn't happen when I'm in different beds. But
it doesn't.
Go to
you
bed,
get used to it.
Wake up, it's time to
And
get
I can
out.
Tell the difference between a 45 and a 90. I mean, I get them changed.
For sure.
Now, you know, here's the thing about Sleep Number. Made in America, it's got not only the sleep number where you can sleep better, of course, but now with the new Sleep IQ technology, it gives you some ideas. They've even got ways that you can help people that snore. You can literally change their bed position, and a lot of times they'll stop snoring. All of this in your Sleep Number bed. And right now, you can save $600 on the Sleep Number i8 bed, rated number one by Consumer Reports. You know, made in America. It's got guarantees. Number one by Consumer Reports. You're not going to get much better than that. There's three parts of keeping yourself healthy. And one of them is diet, one of them is exercise, and one of them is rest and sleep. And you can only do that by heading down to the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop and go down and see Brian or Janice or anybody down in the Sleep Number store. Tell them Carl and Trish sent you down there to go lay on the bed and just see what it is. You can get that bed. How much is a great night's sleep for the rest of your life worth? Yeah. See, now you get into it. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. Remember, Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott.
For a tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities, or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
To honor our local World War II veterans, join Classic Cafe's Kathy and Millie on March 21st at 5 p.m. for their scrumptious spaghetti dinner. It's a fundraiser for Shasta County's Community Honor Flight. It'll be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Reading. The cost is $15. There's going to be lots of prizes, drawings, great food. Tickets can be bought at the Classic Cafe, 2427 Athens Avenue, or you can call 357-3380.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Mott and Trish Clark. The time is 8:21.
No, it's 7:21.
7:21 on March the 19th. It is. It's true. It's 57 degrees. It's going to be up to 85. I'm okay. You know what? We came in today.
Everybody turns and looks at the clock.
Everybody looks at the clock except me. I just think of these things. You know, even the Phantom, which is automatically reset every hour, was off a minute today because if you've noticed that, and when we're doing the news, you know, SRN news, that it just goes blank for like 30 seconds. And what's happened is they put in like a multi-million. But of course, they send us the email yesterday after it's been going on for 8 hours. They send us an email that says, we put in a brand new system. It's a multi-million dollar system. We've tested it. It was great. We turn it on. And,
except it runs on Windows.
And then it goes, oops. Somehow in the middle of the news each time, it leaves a gap where the commercial is supposed to be. So we can either have somebody standing here 12 for 24 hours a day, sticking something in for the 30 seconds, or you just go for 30 seconds without it. And that's what we usually do because nobody's going to be here 24 hours a day to put in a 30-second
And you didn't even know it was happening.
Well, we knew it. Well, no, we knew it was happening.
We
knew something was wrong, but I had, you know, Bob calls back and goes, what are you people doing? Because, you know, first you check all your own equipment here. And the equipment here was working perfectly as it usually does. Occasionally we'll get something that kicks out for some Windows reason, but usually when you have something like that, when it's a gap, it's almost always comes from the source.
Well, for the tech heads out there, our primary system here doesn't even run on Windows. It runs on MS-DOS, which computer heads will recognize from about the mid-90s.
Yeah, I mean,
and
this
it just keeps running.
Yeah, because it's such a simple, it's a simple but extremely effective software system. We don't have anything connected to it. So we can't, you know, nothing.
Tie to the web.
Yeah, it doesn't tie to the web. And so nothing can, you know, be downloaded on it. But then when we have these things happen, so, you know, they say, okay, you know, we've been testing it and we don't know why this is happening. We're going to try and fix it. Well, it's been going on for over 24 hours now. And but the same thing it doesn't do when it did that, it doesn't give the time hack, which automatically resets the computer every hour. Well, Martin's doing the news this morning, and all of a sudden, you know, he's doing the news, he looks up. He's a minute and a half over because the clock had not shifted. So we've gone back and reset all the clocks again. And hopefully SRN will get all this thing. Can you imagine spending that much money and thinking it's working right? And then when you turn it on and all the affiliates, thousands of affiliates out there, and it just goes, you know, one of those. Okay. Hey, let's go to Egypt. Let's go to Israel. Let's go to Israel. You know, I don't know who's more disappointed about – what happened in Israel with the election, the Palestinians or Obama?
Oh, I think it's Obama, and I don't think he's disappointed. I think he's absolutely – he's beside himself because he spent a lot of time and effort. And, you know, he is of the opinion that he can control all these things and was going to. That's his mindset. And so all the time and effort he spent over there trying to rig that election and get him unelected, and by golly, he got elected anyway. And good for him. Congratulations to Netanyahu.
You know, the thing with Benjamin Netanyahu was that he, at the end, he said that, you know what, there's not going to be a Palestinian state the way people want it. And he won by a landslide, by the way. Won by a landslide. You know, he won 30 seats, and that over there, you know, for their type of parliament, that's a landslide. And his closest opponent, the liberal guy, had 24. And now the White House says that they're really upset that that Benzi used divisive language during the campaign. Now, this is from the president who stands up and says, you know, Ferguson was a travesty. You know, as far back as you can go, he makes these statements just to be found out that he's wrong. You know, the grand jury comes in and says, nope, none of that happened. And the guy down in the Florida gets found not guilty by several different agencies, including up into the Harvard police that arrested this guy. And he called the Harvard police a bunch of idiots because they arrested this professor up there who was disobeying and not, you know, obeying the orders. And then he finds out, of course, that he was wrong. So then he has his beer summit. So here's Obama saying all these things. Now, here's the thing I don't understand. You know what? You know, everybody's screaming because the Republicans invited
Netanyahu
over to America to address the Congress. And before the election, because, you know, of what's going on with Obama's regime and Iran. And yet nobody seems to be upset that the White House had money and operatives over there in Israel working to get Netanyahu out of office. Why is it okay for him to do that and the White House to do that and yet be upset because the Prime Minister of Israel came over to give a talk because he believed that Obama was selling Israel down the river?
It's all about the liberal press. It's how they report it. I think the best thing came out of yesterday's news, or I heard, was turns out that Obama's mother-in-law is a racist. I thought that was great. Did you hear where?
No. Where'd you read this?
No.
Did this come out of like Newsmax or something?
No, Alex Jones did not. What she said was when his wife, her name just escaped, Michelle, was dating him. She was really upset that he wasn't a full-blooded.
He was half white.
Yeah. And she said, well, it could have been worse. He could have been all white. You don't think that's a racist comment? Come on, if we were to say that, it could have been worse. I mean, he could be but he it turns out he's all black.
Well, you know what?
Okay. Hand is so hovering over the button right now.
I know.
No, if she said that is a racist comment.
That is a racist comment.
Now, here's the other thing, though. I mean, I just even hate to get into this one. But
and why does everybody hate to get into racist comments?
No, it's about this.
It could be both wise.
It's like I'm looking at, you know, there's some movies I'd start to watch and I just turn off because the bad guys are always these white industrialists, you know, that are white corporations or the CIA with white guys. It's rare. I mean, we haven't gotten to the point, it seems like, in equality that we can make blacks bad guys. I mean, really, is there, you know, okay, all right, President of the United States.
That would be profiling.
No, it's not. I think, you know what, there's equality. And I read this someplace from a black actor years ago. He says, when will we get to the point where we can be the bad guy instead of us being the partners or the guy gets shot first? Or he says, you're always the good guys. Why can't we be the bad guy instead of, you know, if it's like an all black film, you know, like the exploitation films back in the 60s and 70s, then you had that. But now, I mean, I saw one, you know, when he did Shooter, where Danny Glover was the bad guy, and he played a great bad guy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he played a great bad guy, but his boss was a white guy, a bad white guy. But at least we had equal opportunity here of having a black and a white guy being bad guys. So that's, I mean, is that wrong? Is that wrong to think that? Is that we need to have equality? We need to have so everybody you can play these parts. It doesn't make a difference if you're black or white. Now look at Empire. Have you even watched that?
No.
Oh. The top-rated show on TV, Empire, about a gangster rap music label, and it's got some great actors in it. And they just tear up the scenery. I mean, the father who is and I wish I could remember everybody's names, but I don't. The father who started this Empire is just a hardcore guy, but he's got this veneer of sophistication on him now. Yeah, he'll pick up a gun and pop somebody. And his wife, who spent 17 years in prison when they were building the label cause for something, and she's come back into the story. And then his kids. One's got mental problems, and as long as he stays on his meds, he's okay. One of them is gangster rap, but not a bad kid. The other kid's a great singer, but he's gay. And his dad just rips him. And I mean, he says things, just demeaning things about this young man being gay. And he's a good kid, I mean, in the TV show. Anyway, this thing has just taken America by storm.
I'm just going to rush right out and watch that. I can tell
now. But you know what the star of the show said? He said, you know what? It's on network TV. It's not like on cable. Yeah. And he goes, we can't use the N-word. You know, I think we should be able to use the N-word and on TV, you know, because and they don't use the word. And it's like, isn't that interesting? You know, isn't that interesting how he wants to use? But, you know, it'd be in, I'm sure, describing each other. I'm not sure. I didn't read the whole article.
Yeah.
But it's interesting how – but race is – her mother – you know, and Obama – Michelle's mother wanted him to be all black.
Exactly.
She didn't like the idea of him being half white.
And my,
well,
my point is –
but you can understand there. I mean, there's –
exactly. Yeah. But my point is if I could – if I said that, it would be a racist remark. If I said, oh, well, it could be worse. He could be all black. Then that would be a racist remark. But if they say it about a white person, that's not racist. I don't get the difference. A racist is a racist, and if you're prejudiced against any race, it doesn't have to be against.
No, it doesn't. It can be.
But in the mindset of the press and the way they report it and everything, yeah.
That was cute.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Okay, we've got to take a break. My guest is Trish Clark, who just lost the FCC license. Hey, on the this Friday, this Saturday, March 21st at 5 p.m., we have the Shasta County Honor Flight, Northern California. And this group is the ones that fly the World War II veterans back to Washington, D.C., and they're accompanied by guardians. And the guardians all pay their own way. But this is to take the World War II veterans out, and they're getting ready to have another flight. So this is a fundraiser spaghetti dinner for this Saturday at Veterans Memorial Building, sponsored by Classy Cafe and Millie and Kathy. And tickets are $15, and then you can buy raffle tickets for guns and baskets and all types of things. But tickets are available at Classic Cafe at 2427 Athens Avenue, or contact Tom or Debbie Johnson at 357-3380. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Kathy and I have kind of given up on winter. This warm weather means ethanol-free 93 for all the blowers, weed eaters, and lawnmowers. And start filling those barbecue bottles. We have clear and red diesel at all of our plants. Talk to Sherry if you need CFN or Fleetwide cards, which are accepted over 40,000 locations in the U.S. The delivery trucks are starting to fill tanks for construction and loggers who are starting back to work. So give Danny a call. Northern Lights Energy. We deliver all the products that we sell, or you can pick up the plant at 3 locations. Johnny and Bobby got 2 more used heaters ready to go. If you'd like a free quote, give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, the old-fashioned way, one customer at a time. In Corning, see Robin. Weaverville, see Joe. In Redding, the rest of us. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're on. Hey, we're on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. It's 8:34 in the morning. 57 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 85 today. Weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional. Shasta Regional Medical Center ranked the top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional is people doing great things for people. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change their lives. Shasta Regional Medical, you know, they do a lot of great things over there. I like them. A lot of things going on in the world. And one of the things is in front of the Supreme Court is the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, is in front of the Supreme Court. And with this, we have Margaret Beck. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
Margaret has an insurance company here in town. Could you tell us the name?
It's called Affiliated Benefit Services.
Okay.
And we just moved our office from your place here at the Shervin Square down to 1910 Market Street. So we've been here about 38 years.
A lot of people moving out of this place. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I mean, both sides. You know, on Brent Weaver's place over here has lost two places. And this one. Did you move just because you wanted a better place?
We bought the building where we were going to. So
that makes a difference.
Yeah. We always loved this building.
It's well located. Mostly sellers have moved too, but they wanted to combine all their stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, one of the things, Margaret, you write an article, a regular piece in the Record Searchlight about insurance and the Affordable Care Act. And so you wrote something the other day, and you had there's four things that can happen.
Well, yeah, it's going to be really interesting how this goes. And I'm no attorney or legal scholar, but from everything I've read, there's several things that could happen. One, they could just think that, or they could rule that some of these people just have no standing, which is the case now for two of the plaintiffs have no standing. They could also rule in favor of the plaintiffs but postpone the decision. And maybe I should state about what the actual decision is about.
Right.
Because there's so much involved in the Affordable Care Act.
What exactly is before
the
court.
This one is based on the fact of states not having an exchange.
Correct.
Because the way the law is written, they don't have to have an exchange.
Correct. They don't. And the challenge is that whether or not the subsidies that are granted to individuals who have purchased through the federal exchange rather than a state exchange, whether those subsidies are legal. And that is the basic challenge. So the legislation talks about the Affordable Care Act, of course, is very comprehensive and talks about a lot of things. But one of the things it says about the subsidies is that in order to be eligible for a subsidy, or at least this is the challenge, that your insurance has to have been purchased on an exchange established by the state. And the plaintiffs are saying that means that if you bought through the federal exchange, then your subsidies are illegal. Now, the administration has argued that was not the intent of the law. The plaintiffs argue that absolutely it was, that in fact the federal government was essentially trying to beat the states into forming an exchange because they didn't really want to create and manage their own exchange. Of course, they had to, but much like the Medicaid expansion where the federal government said, if you do not jump through certain hoops, you're not going to get federal funds for Medicaid. So that was at least what the plaintiffs are saying the law says. The government says, or the administration says, no, that's not true. The intent was that all citizens would get these subsidies if, in fact, they qualified. So now, really, there's a big argument about the federalist power. And I'm, again, no constitutional scholar, so I'm a little bit out of my league here. But I think I was telling Carl last night, we talked about this with my brother-in-law, who's an attorney and quite a scholar. And he is absolutely adamant that the plaintiffs should prevail.
The plaintiffs being the states.
Yeah. Well, it's actually not the states. It's four individuals.
But they're represented, frankly, by 37 states who don't have the
exchange. Don't have an exchange.
And your brother, who's a constitutional guy, says, yeah, they're right.
They're right. That's what he says. And you know, who knows? The Supreme Court, I read the transcripts, and it's absolutely fascinating to me. I understand how I'm learning, I should say, how appellate courts work, where there's just a lot of almost disrespectful communication. The justices never let the guys talk, which is kind of fascinating to me. I guess they already have all their briefs and they're just sort of exactly. needling the guy.
Yeah. Now they're just poking them.
Yeah, exactly. So, but now it's really, this is very, very critical to the whole, I guess, the future of the Affordable Care Act, because so many people bought their insurance with the understanding it was going to be subsidized, and most of these people couldn't afford it. That's the whole point. Anyone below 400% of federal poverty level is eligible for these subsidies. So if they lose it, where is the money going to come for to pay these high premiums that we are all having to pay? And they talked about, excuse me, back to your original question. So what could they do? They could certainly find in favor. They could postpone it. So they could say, okay, we're going to agree that the plaintiffs are correct, but we're not going to implement for this tax year. So maybe we'll postpone it till next year.
In other words, just don't whack everybody at one time.
Right.
You've won, but we're going to next year, we're going to start it.
Correct. Say next tax year.
And not retroactive or retroactive.
Well, they could
go either
they
way.
They could go back. But here's the real.
And take the money back?
Well,
collect the money.
Well,
take the subsidy back.
Because the subsidy it's an advanced premium tax credit. So what it is like anything else, like earned income credit or any other tax credit, except that you get it in advance. And you're estimating your income when you go into this whole project.
Right, the first time, right.
Yeah, so now then you wait, and now we're running into right now is the first year people have actually had to reconcile with their tax return what their subsidy should have been. Some people are finding that they're getting tax refunds. Others are saying, ooh, I overestimated my subsidy, so now I'm going to have to pay that back. Uh-huh. So it's very interesting now.
Talking about taxes, a question has come in. I am one of about 100,000 whose 1095A forms from Covered California was an error. Got a postcard from them.
Will
the corrected 1095 be available by April 1st?
Supposed to be. They're supposed to be. But there is a remedy to that, really easy remedy. An individual can go onto their own Covered California account. And if you haven't set up a username and password, you need to. It's critical because you have to manage that account. And then you can look in there and you can find your exact subsidy that you received. Mm-hmm. And you can print that out and attach it in the interim so you can actually file
your
return.
So going back over that one time, go back into your Covered California account. And if you don't have one, it's easy to set one up, I assume.
If you can get on
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then once you get into your account, you go back to what your subsidies are, and then you can print that out and use that instead of the Form 1095.
Yeah, in the interim, and then you can go ahead and file.
Okay. Now, this is just a total mess. Do you think part of this
from the beginning, quite frankly?
I mean, do you think part of this is because it was such a huge bill, and they were trying to rush it through, and that and there's opposition to it, and they're saying, "Oh no, we got to do it now." I mean, there are some really good. I think there's some good things about the Affordable Care Act. I do, but there's other things that are just, in my opinion, horrendous. And you and I talked about one of them. And I'm going to take a break early so we can talk about that when we come back. Because you and I sat there and looked at each other and thought, this is not America, you know. No, I'm not talking about the overthrow of America. But it was just something that was – and you brought it up. And it's all over $1. $1 can change your life. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark Margaret Beck is here with us. And the insurance, she's talking about Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, and she's just an expert on it. We'll be right back.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a leg to keep. He can't hang around.
The last weekend in March, you'll find answers for all your spring home improvement projects at the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need to speak to a home mortgage expert creating a new landscape? Need household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, or planning a garden? Speak to all the experts on hand to answer all your questions March 27th through the 29th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Find more information online at readinghomeexpo.com. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. With your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. And now through March 31st, save 50% on all sunglass frames. See our store for complete details. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not-so-famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Linda has on the spot with Linda Bott. And she's got a lot of things to give away tonight, too.
Linda's always got a lot of stuff.
Oh,
along with all the wonderful information that you get.
She just has all guests and everything. This portion of the show is brought to you by Owens Pharmacy, and they're really proud of their Owens MedSync that they've started, which brings all of your prescriptions due on one day. Instead of having to make three or four calls, or even one call or two calls, whatever, you can make them all in one day. They all come due on one day. They're all available on one day. So it's one trip, and guess what? If you can't make it, Owens delivers to you for free. I mean, for free. You can't beat that. Not only that, but you have your own pharmacist there. He or she know who you are. It's kind of like the Cheers of pharmacies. They know who you are. And if they get this prescription that could be different than what they've been seeing, they're going to check the doctor. They're not in a big box. Not the big box, you know, pharmacies don't care, but they're not the same one. They shuffle them through. So now you know that Bill knows you or Mary knows you. So they got your back on that. Well, Owens Pharmacy, 6 locations right here in town. It's locally owned. It's a second generation store. It's a great success story, Owens Pharmacy. Open Monday through Friday, and most of them from 9 to 6. Margaret Beck is our guest, and we're talking Obamacare and the Supreme Court ruling. Supreme Court ruling could literally gut Obamacare. And then what do we do then? I mean, if it takes away that.
If it takes away the subsidy.
What happens?
Well, in California, we're okay because we have a state-run exchange. So we're going to be okay. It's those other states that are going to have a problem.
But wouldn't the rates go way up? Because all the rest of that money's not flowing in?
Well, it depends. Here's what underwriters do. They set the rates prospectively based on what they think they're going to pay out in claims, and then they set the rate accordingly. The people whose rates would go up would be those that obviously aren't getting a subsidy. The rate is still, the basic rate is still the same.
I love that. Let's go back and say that again. The people who are paid already for their insurance and are not getting the subsidy, if this thing turns around, they're the ones that are going to pay for it. The people that are already paying.
No. No, I didn't say that clearly. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that sounds like generally what I understood. Okay, let me try that again.
Okay. All right. The rates are the same. Okay. The rates will stay what the rates are. But those people that are getting a subsidy will no longer have a subsidy, so their rate will go up. Now, let's just say the rates, $500.
So if you didn't have a subsidy, you're probably paying higher rates anyway, but nothing's going to change.
Actually, you're not. If you're not getting a subsidy, you're paying the same rate. So, for example, in our exchange in California, if the rate is $500 for you a month, and if for Carl it's only $200 because of his income, he's getting a subsidy, the basic rate is still $500.
No, what I said, Margaret, was that you're paying a higher rate under Obamacare in most cases than you were before Obamacare came in. So that's going to stay the same.
Correct. Assuming that there's no challenge to what the provisions are, because one of the things that raised rates for everyone was things like adding a bunch of benefits, adding unlimited lifetime maximums, adding coverage to children till age 26, expanding mental health benefits.
Whose idea was that, the 26-year-olds?
Oh, well, that's pretty popular. That's real popular, primarily because so many young kids, it's taken them a long time to get jobs, to get themselves established.
So we're enabling by letting them stay in home and campaign for their insurance.
Well, yeah.
I remember that when I left home, I never came back. And the only reason that, because I don't have any 26-year-old kids. A union guy told me one day, he says, I was a union guy for 30 years, have a good health care plan. He said they started chopping it apart because they couldn't afford it because all the 26-year-old kids that have been added on to, all the kids have been added on to the union's medical. Yeah. And I thought that was interesting. Anyway, okay, but going on, let's finish here. Is that so then if the subsidies are taken away, then the people that have had it, that have the health care insurance and their subsidies are taken away, they're going to have to pay.
They will have to pay more. Correct.
Now,
the states, the individual states will get an opportunity to establish their own exchanges. The other things that could happen is that the court could come and could rule against the plaintiffs and say, no, the intent of the law was for you to have those subsidies no matter what. I mean, in reality, Congress could solve this with a very easy, quick bill that just says it doesn't matter. Federal or state exchange, done. But as we know, this Congress can't agree on whether the earth is round. So for them to actually take that action to preserve this.
And in one of the few cases they did all agree, the president could veto it. So.
Yeah. and in reality, it's now a Republican Congress, and that Obamacare was voted in strictly by a Democrat Congress. So the reality is, one would hope as a conservative, my point of view, that this new Republican-controlled Congress would not turn around and heartfeltly say, all right, now we're going to make Obamacare stay forever.
Yeah. I don't think that's the intention, certainly from the Republican side, because they've put us through many, many votes trying to repeal it when that, to me, is a total waste of time.
Now, having said that, it's certainly not beyond the realm of possibility that they would do exactly that.
Yeah, which would be, like Carl said, ridiculous and a total waste of government assets to vote one more time to repeal something that damn well that the president's going to veto. Why waste the energy? Wait till it's over.
Here's the question I was talking about before we went for the break. Here you've got a family.
Okay.
They're making X amount of dollars. Let's just say it's $60,000 to use round figures. A man, a wife, and his one kid. Okay, he's making $60,000 a year. He's getting the subsidies or, the health care, even though they've got the high deductible, but they still got it. His boss offers him a raise and a promotion that's going to push him out to $65,000 a year. Okay, let's just say $70,000 a year. He goes, this is great. I'm moving up the company. At that point, though, when he goes $1 over $60,000, he now loses the subsidies. Correct. He now has, and other things occur. So when it looks at it, he ends up losing $4,000 to $5,000 a year. So that $70,000 now becomes $55,000 because of the health care changes.
$65,000.
You and I talked about that, and there's something wrong with that. Well, when that happens,
the challenge is the way that the the formula works, and it's very complex. Even if you look at the Cover California site, you can input your information and get at least an estimate. But there's a cliff, if you will, which
we
talked
about. That's what we're talking about.
And it's not a phase-in necessarily at every certain level. Once you reach that cliff at 400% of federal poverty level, you lose every nickel of subsidy. So it's important for self-employed people to be very attentive to those numbers. In the situation that you used as an example, it's also obviously important if an employer is offering a raise, is it worthwhile for me to take that raise? If it's going to put me over by a dollar, probably not. If it's going to put me over by $10,000, it probably is. So, but there's other options. Like I've worked
I use that as an example, but the bottom line being is that they would lose money.
Now, correct.
Depending upon how much of a raise they got.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Even if it was $6,000, whatever. But what this does is, this is the part that bothers me. And I think it would bother. I know it bothers you too.
Yeah.
This cliff we're talking about. What this does is a man or a woman will not take that next step because they know it's going to cost them money in the long run. It's going to cost them more for healthcare. It's going to cost it. So they're saying, you know, I'm just going to stay where I am because it's, you know, everything's done here. Now, at the same time, I mean, there's something wrong with a system that punishes a person for going forward. So what you were talking about, and I can see this, is if they pass that, it's got to be a graduated threshold.
It would be much more manageable, I think, if it were a graduated threshold. I had a client call just this week. One of his employees was going to have to drop the one day a week that she worked for him because she was going to lose subsidy. My suggestion to her was, well, first of all, you have a high deductible plan. Take the money and open up a health savings account or put that money into an IRA. If the numbers are malleable and close enough to make it work, you can take that raise. But because your deductible expenses will reduce your income, you could then take that raise, put it into a retirement plan, which most people are underfunded in their retirement plan, and perhaps make that work. So as much as we may not like it, there are ways to get around it and ways to make it work to your benefit. So in our example, if the raise was any more or any less than $5,000, we could take that money, keep our earned income at the same level, put it into an IRA, and still maintain the subsidy. So it requires people to be attentive to their finances.
Frankly, I don't think a lot of people are that attentive to it at that level. When they're at that level, they're in the, you know, you know what I mean? I mean, this is your the purpose to go out was to help people.
Right.
Amount of money that we have spent on this whole program, I think it came out that you could give everybody that needed $1,000 a month to pay for their own health insurance and just send it right. And the other thing, too, about the health insurance, it hasn't changed our health care system. It's just changed on how we.
No, that's not true. It has changed our health care.
Well, no, but it has in a way. But I mean,
dramatically.
In the sense that that the money is just going straight to the insurance companies now.
Well, and the insurance companies are really just a conduit for the money because they turn around and pay doctors and providers. One important feature of the Affordable Care Act requires that 85 cents of every dollar that an insurance company collects in premium must be paid out to providers. Not to administration, not to commissions, not to anything other than directly to providers. That was an important part of the law because now there's only 15% spread to run the whole plan.
Yeah.
So that's important. So then that conduit, the insurance companies take the money and send it to providers. Providers are unhappy because they're getting less money. I think that's important for people to understand. Healthcare in this country costs so much more than any other industrialized nation, and we need to address the cost of healthcare. The Affordable Care Act does that, but it's going to take time. My belief is that it would take 5 years for this thing to really work. When you look at outcomes research, which is the key driver to this bill that hasn't even had a chance to see the light of day yet, we will see where we are spending our money. Is it efficacious? Does it work?
Yeah.
Are we really getting the best bang for our buck? We are one of the most prolific in terms of treatment, but effectiveness in our country is lacking at the best.
Okay. I think we can kind of close in on that. I think that people are afraid. I think doctors many times are afraid not to do certain things because of the fact that you're getting slapped with a lawsuit.
Exactly.
And, I mean, because of the litigation society we have here. I think that there's a lot of things. I know doctors in my family that are just getting hammered all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Not in being sued. It's just not being paid, being owed lots of money from the government. It's just they're losing more and more and more. And every year they face this thing about Medicare. They could just lose all of that,
right?
You know, and that puts them out of business. You're right. We need to really take a good look at how we do medical care in this country. I think it's the best in the world, but I think we need to talk about how. All right, Margaret Beck, thank you so much for being with
us. Thank you. My pleasure.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Officials say a draft nuclear accord being negotiated between the U.S. and Iran would force that country to cut hardware it could use to make an atomic weapon by about 40% for at least 10 years. Deputy Secretary of State Tony Blinken says it is Iran's responsibility to prove the world it is not trying to build a nuclear weapon.
It is Iran's responsibility to convince the world by building a track record of verified compliance that its nuclear program is exclusively peaceful. That's why we're seeking a time frame for a comprehensive deal of sufficient length to firmly establish such a track record.
Officials say the deal would also offer the Iranians immediate relief from sanctions that have crippled their economy. A battle between Republican defense hawks and fiscal conservatives prompted the GOP chairman of the House Budget Committee late Wednesday to delay a vote on his party's budget blueprint.
Representative Tom Price of Georgia balked at calling a vote on a move by GOP leaders to loosen restrictions on using war funding to skirt tight limits on the Pentagon budget. The move delays a vote on the underlying budget, which would set up a veto struggle over the fate of the health care law, and promises a whopping $5 trillion in spending cuts to erase deficits by the end of the coming decade. Billions more for the Pentagon were Republican priorities in both House and Senate, but pushback from fiscal conservatives against spending increases appeared to force Price's hand. Patrick Foss, SRN News.
Relief groups struggling to get supplies to residents living in Vanuatu cyclone-ravaged outer islands today as survivors grow desperate for food, which could run out soon, according to disaster board official Albert Kalingas.
Probably within 3 weeks' time, there would be no more food for the villages to survive.
With power, phones, and internet still down across much of the country, officials facing logistical headaches in sorting out where to send supplies right now. And Wall Street has been slow going for the major indexes. The Dow right now down by 85 points. And this is SRN News.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We are, as we've noted, experiencing some issues with our network feed. They're having trouble getting the commercials fed, so we'll be taking care of that. One moment, please.
This is Carl Bott. Join Trish Clark and me on Thursday as we welcome Margaret Beck and the latest on what's happening with the Obamacare lawsuit at the Supreme Court. What effect will this have on you and your health care? Also, what's happening with the Downtown Reading Business Association and the Reading City Council? What's the cause of this tiff and how can it be settled? All of this Thursday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Rick ahead of the election. Josh Earnest says the White House is deeply concerned about divisive language and that the president still believes in Palestinian statehood, even if Netanyahu no longer does. Earnest says the U.S. would have to reevaluate the best way to bring about a two-state resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
Honda is adding nearly 105,000 vehicles to its U.S. recall of driver-side airbag inflators that can explode with too much force. Under the expanded recall, nearly 89,000 Pilot SUVs from the 2008 model year, about 11,000 Civics from 2004, also covered are an additional 5,000 2001 Honda Accords. This is SRN News. The deficit in the largest measure of U.S. trade widened in the October through December quarter of last year to the largest imbalance in more than 2 years as exports of goods fell at a faster pace than imports.
The Commerce Department says the deficit in the current account went up 14.7% to $113.5 billion from a third quarter deficit of $98.9 billion. For all of 2014, the current account deficit rose 2.6% to $410.6 billion. It was the biggest annual deficit since 2012. A widening trade deficit is expected to be a drag on growth this year as the stronger dollar makes American products less competitive on overseas markets. Jeremy House, SRN News, Washington.
The number of people seeking U.S. unemployment benefits basically held steady last week. The Labor Department says weekly applications for jobless aid inched upward by 1,000 to a seasonal figure of 291,000. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, except Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, and I have Trish Clark here today. Good morning, Trish.
It's not dark anymore.
It's not. Hey, it's 8:05 in the morning here, and it is 8:05 this time, on March the 19th. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And it's about 59 degrees in downtown Reading. It's sunny with a high near 84 today. Mostly clear with a high around 51 this evening. On Friday, we're looking for partly sunny with a high near 72. Getting down to a 30% chance of rain on Friday night. That would be great, but the forecast really doesn't hold much hope for that. And it looks like high 70s through the weekend. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. We're hoping it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. It's looking right like that now. Locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Our friends down there. Oh, Trish knows Leonard.
She's got a
bobble on her ring finger here. Yeah. Four Winds Jewelry right across from Sierra Gibbs at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Leonard's been in the business for over 40 years, 20 years at the same location. There's always sales going on in Leonard's store. Now, you may not see a sign there, but you can go, Leonard, I know you have something on sale.
Yeah,
and Leonard will, he'll grasp his chest. He'll go, oh, my gosh. Yes. Okay, maybe I do. And then work with him. I mean, he has the best stuff down there, and he's going to give you a great deal.
Just tell Beautiful estate pieces.
Tell him that Carl and Trish sent you down there. Four Winds Jewelry, Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30, right there at 2225 Hilltop across from Sierra Gibbs. All right. You know, after Margaret left, we all sit out. We have great discussions during the breaks and after, you know, all this. So here's the part. You know, the thing is we just touched on it at the end, is the cost of health care. And it is. The cost of health care. I mean,
it's outrageous.
It is outrageous.
And getting worse. And it is higher for everybody I know since Obamacare came in.
It is. That's true. But the cost of health care before was outrageous. And here's the thing is the insurance companies and the government all have their deals with the hospitals. And the insurance, when I was injured, I mean, I got run over and T-boned on my bike, my bill was $120,000, which is probably cheap. But this was, 12 years ago, and 12 or 13 years ago. And my insurance company, which was, military, TRICARE, because I was out, I'd been retired, paid something like $11,500 of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was acceptable. And so I'm thinking to myself, wow, I mean, that's the deal the insurance companies have. But if I'd walked in there without that insurance, it would have cost me $125,000.
Okay, but now here's how that was explained to me by someone whose wisdom I understood at the time, and to know what they were talking about. The rates for medical care, a lot of them were set based on what the government would give back. Okay, you have a Medicare patient. The procedure is going to cost $100. So you bill $100 to Medicare. Medicare is only going to pay you $10 of that amount.
Right.
So in order for the doctors, the medical profession, to break even, and they must bill everybody else exactly as they bill government-funded billing, Medi-Cal or Medicare. So in order to get their $100 back that it actually costs to do the procedure, they have to bill $1,000. To get, and then the government pays them the $100 that they get.
Right.
So if Medicare would and Medi-Cal were to actually just pay the cost as provided by, you know, and have people come out and actually figure it out, don't just let the doctors make it up.
A Tylenol does not cost $5.
Okay, but if it costs a dollar, then they have to pay the dollar.
Right.
Okay.
So in other words, you pay what the service is.
And if the government would return back before Obamacare, would have returned the amount that it actually cost plus a little profit, those ridiculous rates would never have been set in the first place.
Well, one of the things we talked about was
get it out? Easy. Get the government out of it. Put it back to private enterprise, supply and demand. And it'll solve itself.
Well, the government's been in the medical business
since Medi-Cal and Medicare and all of that.
Medicaid,
you're absolutely right.
I don't know how many.
Yeah, we'll get the government out of it. Let the government go back to doing what they're supposed to be doing.
And that will never change.
You asked for a solution.
That's a solution. But that's going to change. No, one of the things we talked about too was cost of care. Is that
we can solve education
that way too? All the do what
we can solve education that way too.
Well,
it's the cost of education, Dad.
I really think the government ought to get out of
education. There you go. It isn't even covered in the Constitution, so they shouldn't be in it to begin with.
Let me get into this one piece here before you change the subject one more time.
Okay.
Under the cost of medical care. And this is a hard part here because Margaret was right when we were standing outside talking, is that most of the money that people spend on their medical care is in the last 6 months of their life. You know,
yes.
It just is.
I think everybody agrees on that. Yeah.
Well, so then the question is, you've got skin cancer. It's not it's the basal cells and the doctors go in and burn it off and this. That's an expensive thing, but should you have it done? It's not going to kill you. You're 85 years old or 90 years old. It's not going to kill you. Should you have a gallbladder operation when you're 85? You know, it's not going to kill you. But and so what she's saying is a lot of people, you know, in the last 6 months of their life, if they forego that, then the cost, you know, there'd be, how many untold billions of dollars saved, maybe hundreds of billions. And she says because it's a thing of who can pay, because if other people have this, could die in the street and, they just couldn't pay for them. She says, so you've already got that. And I said, yeah, but. Who decides, and this is what it comes down to, who decides that those people, say, from 85 on don't get certain treatments? Well, see, there's the problem. Because now you get in, there's no death panel. Well,
yes,
from
there is.
If somebody makes that decision is that at a certain age, you're not going to get certain treatments because, it's not cost effective. But then I get into this thing is, well, wait a minute. I've worked my whole life. My insurance, I've paid my insurance. If I can afford to have a gallbladder, taken out when I'm 85, why can't I have that? My quality of life just will go way up with that. Doug McConnell will tell you how he operated on a guy that was like 88 or 90. He lived for another 8 years and he just had a great life. You know, but if you had, ordinarily you would just say, and he was. He says he's an exceptional person. You know, when they decided to do this, whatever they did there. But here's the bottom line is that when people – now when you start getting into the – there's one thing we have death with dignity where people can choose that because they've got a debilitating disease or there's something that – I mean you've had it. It's been – doctors have said you've got it. You're dying. It's going to be bad. I can understand that. You want to pull the plug. But to have another entity pull my plug?
Yeah.
No. No. Well, I'm, I, I, no. No, 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 no.
Okay, so let's go back to your statement about, okay, but you know, I've worked hard all of my life, and I've paid my bills, and I paid my insurance, and I've worked towards my retirement. And now, darn right, if I can afford to go pay for a surgery, I think I ought to have it. Well, come on, Carl, that's the great American way, and that's what they're trying to get us away from. They're trying to tell us that the person who didn't work hard all their life, and didn't work and was on the dole and chose not to save for their retirement and chose not to build towards their future and has never paid for insurance ever should be entitled to the same treatments that you and I get that work for it. That's wrong. It's socialism. But that's the whole theory behind Obamacare and everything else that we all deserve. We have a right.
It's part of the Bill of Rights.
You deserve to have. Get what you. How many ads do you hear a day that say, "Get the coverage you deserve"? Why do they deserve it? If they, I mean, it really makes me crazy. Why do they deserve it? What gives them being born makes you deserving of having everything that you want without doing anything to get it?
And we'll take a break on that. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We'll be right back after these messages. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. The time is 8:15 in the morning.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of two saved by blood transfusions. Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Redding Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Safari Club International, the leader in protecting the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. On Saturday, May 2nd, join the Redding chapter for their 21st annual banquet to raise funds so the vital work of protecting our hunting heritage and educating youth can continue. Beginning at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Event Center, join a fun-packed evening with games, auctions, drawings, lots of guns, and your choice of a tri-tip or chicken dinner. Safari Club International of Redding is currently planning hunts regionally and for African game, and you can find out about these and all the activities of SCI and have a great time Saturday, May 2nd. For tickets, visit sciredding.org or call 530-524-3252. That number again, 524-3252. The 21st annual fundraising banquet for the Redding Regional Chapter of Safari Club International. Tickets, 524-3252.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, March the 19th. It's 8:20 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. 57 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 85. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, get this part. Alliance Heating and Air, because it's 85 today, and it's not even spring. Does that tell you something? That tells you you need to call Martin at 221-2642. Say, Martin, is my air conditioning system working? Is it
right? I'm going to need it tomorrow.
I'm going to need it this week. You know, is it working? Are the filters clean? Has it been serviced? And, you know, is everything going right here? That's Alliance Heating and Air. These guys know what they're doing. They can get offer warranties and guarantees any type of HVAC system here. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service in an emergency. Give them a call. Again, 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Yeah. Okay. Hey, there's something in the paper today, and I'm not an expert on this, but you are, being a former border supervisor type. LAFCO, which is the
Local Agency Formation Commission. Right.
This lady was hired, Jan Lopez, appears that she was hired when the last agency director there just couldn't do it, or they weren't doing anything.
Well, they removed the previous one based on what their perception was that she wasn't doing the job.
She wasn't doing the job.
That was the reason she was removed. Right. Some of us would disagree with that. How I think perhaps it was the commission themselves that were not fulfilling their obligation.
Okay, but they brought in this lady named Jan Lopez, who for $80,000 a year, for the 15-month contract, which doesn't seem unreasonable. She came back and she put them back online and got everything done. But it seems like that because she used her credit card to stay in town instead of driving home after long days, which she thought was okay, this seems like that people took umbrage with this. Well, she now says the law was violated. Les Baugh violated the Brown Act and state privacy and public meeting laws by making comments about her.
Well, and there you have the crux of her. As I read the article, the crux of her complaint is that they had a meeting concerning this allegation that she had incorrectly charged things to the county or to LAFCO, to the LAFCO budget for expenses. And I think that, just to clarify, goes back to where your expenses within the county for the county rule is for expenses within the county are not subsidized and are not paid back. You're on your own when you're inside the county and you can charge per diem and expenses outside the county. That may not have been clear to her, and I'm not even sure that that goes over to LAFCO as well, but it does apply to the Board of Supervisors.
She lived in a different county.
Exactly. So those are questionable, and I don't know exactly what the ruling is going to be on that. But the issue is, from this article, all of that was discussed in a closed session, which is covered under the Brown Act, and there are certain allowable things you can talk about in closed session, one of which is personnel issues. And the other thing about Brown Act is you cannot then go out from that closed session and discuss that specifically, anything that's about a personnel, because that'll get you sued, which is what she's threatening. Because Mr. Baugh, it appears, and well, it doesn't appear, it was in the paper, he was quoted a couple of times, and I believe one of the other, Brenda Haynes, was also quoted about the issues that was discussed in that closed session. I think she's spot on. I think she's got them cold. They can't go into a Brown Act session that's covered where you can go to closed session, not have the news media there, not have minutes on it, and then walk out and tell them everything to a reporter that you talked about in closed session. Can't do it.
Yeah, well.
And they did.
And then when
and
they.
Specifically Mr. Baugh did.
But now Mr. Baugh is not. He's
oh,
not
now
commenting.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
Well, you know, he can say what's under the Brown Act.
Well, no, he can say I messed up and I'm not going to. Under attorney's
sued.
Advice,
I'm
not supposed to. I'm not can't be it.
Okay.
And she's threatened with an attorney. I'm saying that she probably is threatening legal action against them. Well, and rightly so.
Okay, well, let's segue into something with the Downtown Reading Business Association and the Brown Act. And first of all, just to let everybody know is that I was asked to be on part of the committee on the board of the Downtown Reading Business Association, you know, 4 months ago. I had gone down a couple years ago to one of the meetings just to see what it was like and see what was going on, but they had moved the meeting, but nobody knew where the meeting was anyway. This was years ago, maybe 3 years ago. The Downtown Reading Business Association was formed, I believe, in 96, and it was to help help the downtown thrive. And people are all the businesses here are they're assessed so much money. The least is 50. I think the most is 500. Depends what kind of business you are and all the money you make. Anyway,
and
there's 300 businesses in this. They've had to completely revamp the board because of it's very difficult to find people that want to come in and spend the time on it because there's some time. And then the last board ran into problems with their 503, or you know their 501c3. Ran into problems with that. So it took a while for the new head of the board, and this was Vince Stevenson, to get the IRS problems, you know, under control, especially when you figure that everybody on the DRBA is a volunteer and has one to who knows how many businesses you're trying to run. So you volunteer here, and the bottom line is everybody I've met there has just gotten one reason to there is to help build our downtown business. So the DRBA here in this last year has bought bikes for the police, for the police can ride the bikes that everybody is really happy about, the bike patrol. There's a plan to do a trash collection and trash sweep up using people that are on out of the county jail. You know, they're on these cleanup things is to organize them, pay somebody to make sure they're doing the job. There's a number of other things they've done. They've helped, they've sent police to environmental impact schools where they can see on how people can use certain shrubberies and all these kind of things to keep their homes safe. I mean, just there's more to it than that. But they also support the downtown the Christmas parade, and they also support Viva Downtown by giving money to Viva Downtown. Well, all of this, and again, volunteers doing this. In a meeting 2 weeks ago, Kristen Schrader said that she had, or a little bit before that, had said that she had had complaints. And there's three complaints about the way the DRBA was being run, that the meetings weren't being spread
Notice.
Wide enough, you know, and all this, that the money, you know, how are you spending the money? I need to see the budget. She had a whole bunch of questions. And I'm surprised Kristen Schrader had all these. I mean, these are pretty specific questions. I don't know how she even knew this unless somebody helped her with the questions, which is okay, you know.
But it's so my understanding there's a board, there's a representative from the council that's supposed to be a part of that
there
group.
There is.
Why it makes it a Brown Act.
Well, see, here it is. There's a member of the city staff that's on there.
City staff.
City staff, not the
council.
Not
a member of the council?
Not a member of the council. It's the city staff. And
so
here's the thing.
Act.
Okay, I'm gonna leap through this. And so the questions were answered, at least they thought it had been. The next night during the city council meeting, Ms. Schrader said that there's a lot of questions to this, and that she recommends that giving a 180-day window, and then that they do away with the DRBA and go out with RFPs to see who's going to run the business development. Let me finish one here. She says, you know, you've come under the Brown Act, and you're not doing all these things.
How do they come under the Brown Act? Based on what?
Based on that's the problem, because the original guys that set this up said, we're not supposed to be under the Brown Act, but it's in there. It's in this contract, which is another thing. There's a contract between the city and the DRBA that Mr. Duvernay didn't even know about. So,
written by the same guy who did Community Access Television?
Yes, yeah, probably. Anyway, no, this thing was written 20 years ago, okay? So, here's the bottom line is that when she said about this vote, well, Brent Weaver pushed back and goes, well, I need to know some more about this. And when she said we were in the Brown Act, we weren't doing it. And Kristen looks at the city clerk. Have they ever put a notice out here on the wall that there's a meeting? And meanwhile, all of us are sitting there just because we were there because it was for the budget. Boom, shot in the face. And it was like, and the lady says, the clerk goes, no, nobody's ever done that. No one has ever done that. In fact, nobody even knew we were under the Brown Act. The city representative who sits with us in these meetings, he didn't know we were under the Brown Act.
And I think
Missy didn't know we were under the Brown Act.
What needs to be clarified is why you're under the Brown Act. The law reads, and one of the things that the state put in, which threw a lot of organizations, we changed a bunch of things when I was on the Board of Supervisors, that if a member of the Board of Supervisors was officially a member of that ad hoc group committee, then it became under the Brown Act.
Well, that's not the way it is.
But if there isn't a member, an elected member, if there's just and to get around that, what we used to do is have a staff member.
We had a staff member. They had a staff member there.
So that it didn't come under – that's my understanding.
Well, staff member's
then
there.
Then it doesn't come under the Brown Act.
Well, good. See, now this leads to the next part. The next part was that we didn't know we were under the Brown Act, so we canceled the meetings because if we're under the Brown Act, we've got to – you've got to give
a 72-hour notice and you've got to post it.
And then we're asking questions and all this thing. And so we said – we had a closed meeting and – we decided that we need legal advice. That's all it said, legal advice. Because obviously we don't know what's going on, and we just wanted somebody to explain it to us because we were not getting answers, frankly, from the city. Not because the city didn't want to. It's just that
they don't
this
know.
Is 20 years old. So you want to know what happened? Well, you're going to have to come back after this break because now the city's, I don't want to use the word enemy of the city because he's not, but the city got a wake-up call on Tuesday, but it wasn't the wake-up call that was announced, and that's all these things that need to be talked about. We'll be right back.
The last weekend in March, you'll find answers for all your spring home improvement projects at the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need to speak to a home mortgage expert creating a new landscape? Need household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, or planning a garden? Speak to all the experts on hand to answer all your questions March 27th through the 29th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Find more information online at readinghomeexpo.com. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. With your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus. We'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. And now through March 31st, save 50% on all sunglass frames. See our store for complete details. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be three or four or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, March the 19th. 60 degrees out there. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across from the subway there. Great haircuts. And I tell you what, it's the cheers of barbershops. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And Man's Last Stronghold. Love that place. It's like you walk in and everybody knows your name. They may ignore you now and then. All right. Now finishing up on the DRBA. So to find out what's going on, the DRBA met with Walt McNeil. Now, Walt McNeil is kind of the antichrist to the city because he's someone that sued them and has sued them successfully.
And won. Yeah.
Only for one reason. Just what are our options here? Now,
that you guys went to them to say, we're not sure what's going on here and explain to us just, what our rights are and what we were supposed to do.
Should we go away? You know, the whole plan was to meet.
What should we do here?
Yeah, the whole plan was to get with Viva, us combine our efforts, and we all go forward together. Well, then all of a sudden now we're being disbanded and nobody knows why except, you know, you don't have to give a reason if it's 180 days, but then it was alleged by Ms. Schrader that we're doing all these things wrong. And so if that's the case, that's a 30-day fix. That if we're doing all these things wrong, give us 30 days to fix it. If we don't fix it, boom, we're out of there. Which I think,
and
fine.
And if you fix it, then you just go on.
And then if you fix it, you go on. Fine, let's just do that. You know, that's fine with me. There isn't a thing on there that couldn't be fixed in probably a week. And most of it's already been fixed. Now that you know about the Brown Act. So anyway, Walt McNeil.
If you, in fact, are under the Brown Act, which I'm not convinced at this point you are.
Somehow, during the meeting, Walt McNeil came in and he gave him a 15-page document which said, you need to slow down on this thing. You need to slow down and, you know, look at all the ramifications of this. Somehow out of that, Ms. Sullivan, the mayor, says, you know, we were hoping we could work the DRBA, but now you're suing the city. No. No. The city's not being sued. Doesn't say that. It was just
says, you guys are coming at us with all of your guns. We need an attorney to represent us and tell us what our rights are and what we've done right or wrong.
The whole thing. So the bottom line is Mr. Duvernay says, you know, we need to take about a month to just look at this and then talk about it. Hey, great. That's what's needed is to, you know, let the forces come together and talk instead of going into this mainline attack, which it seems like the new city council, since they've come in, they've changed, you know, they've permanently put the public comment to the end. They did away with the Reading Electric Commission. And, you know, and then when you get something like this, it's like, this is like an imperial council here. Is that why won't you, you know, why couldn't we just work together? Nobody wants to sue. The last person in the world wants to sue the city is me.
Well, but here's the problem.
I don't believe in it. There's nothing you can't work out.
Here's the problem with Ms. Schrader bringing up all these allegations, and I'm an outsider. I live in Anderson, but I'm just looking at this, and all I can see is that, okay, now we've got all of these allegations against a bunch of well-meaning people that probably could have been solved in a conversation between that city council person and you people, and here's what I see.
Yes.
Now the city's going to spend a month of the attorney's time to get taxpayer expense. And you guys are going to hire an attorney, and Mr. McNeil is going to hire – he doesn't work for free. So there's a bunch of taxpayer money.
That's the thing is,
what's the point of that?
We don't want that. The whole thing could
have
been solved.
It could have been solved with a conversation.
And I am more than happy to have Kristen Schrader sit right here in this office, and she talks to Vent Stevenson, and they go back and forth, and she says to us, okay, show us where these things are wrong. You know, she said there was only one piece of paper handed out, and there was really 35 documents that was handed. So there's all these misunderstandings, and I'm willing to – I know as far as I'm concerned, I know sometimes people say things because that's what they believe or it's a different part for both sides. The bottom line on this is this, is the DRBA is volunteers
who are doing this to help the city. And
help
the businesses with cleaning up, with the bike patrols and all these things. And, you know, the Christmas parade that they, you know, with this. And then the bottom line now is that we want to move forward, fix the things, those things. The Brown Act, nobody knew we were supposed to be under it, including the guy that's, you know, that's there from the city. We've never spent a cent there. That hasn't been done correctly. It hasn't gone through the right protocols. We need to just fix this thing. But you know what? Small town politics. It's great. I mean, I sit there. Frankly, I don't really care what people say about me. And I haven't. And the, except Linda. And the, but when somebody says the, what some of the things that Ms. Schrader said really offended some people on the commission, on the board. And,
well,
you know,
for sure, that she's making it,
– well, you know what? Even, you know, it just, – they were really upset.
Innuendos that you guys are doing something wrong and like you're doing it wrong intentionally.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Too bad that that couldn't have been a private conversation to begin with.
Well, you know,
hey, when are you guys having your next meeting? I've got some questions that I think need to be answered.
That's the thing, is this,
you know,
whole thing. Or just say this. These are 10 things that I believe you're doing wrong. I'll get with the, you know, city attorney here and we'll say, okay, these are the things that need to be fixed. 30 days later, they're fixed or they're not fixed. If they're not fixed, there you go.
Or maybe they
bust the contract.
Even wrong.
Yeah. Bust the contract. Or if they are fixed, let's just keep going because obviously we're doing the right thing.
There
all right. Go. Unless there's something else to it.
Well, and then
unless there's something else to it that we don't know about.
Did Ms. Schrader ever say why? Who brought that to her attention?
Yeah, we know the people.
Did she say who?
Well, yeah, we know who it was.
Oh.
I'm not going to get into that, but there's only three of them.
Oh. Well, so maybe there is another reason.
There could be.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into that. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Carl, Trish, how are you two?
We're good.
It's Thursday. It's sunshining. It's going to be hot.
It is. And you're the nicest man in Reading.
I am not the nicest man.
You are, too. You are the nicest man in Reading.
I'm not the nicest.
Why?
And Trish is the smartest lady because she knows that we let them.
I go along.
We let them, darling.
Yeah.
Well, yes, we do.
I just wanted to comment about what you said about the new council. First of all.
You mean the Imperial Council?
Pardon me, sir?
The Imperial Council?
Yeah, well, they really are. I mean, here's the deal. When Brett Weaver got caught in a mistake of not doing his 460 form, he denied it, argued against it, called everybody out, and then come to find out there was an investigation. His reaction was to attack and not compromise. Christian Schrader, when she had verbally changed what was said and went to the city clerk and changed her position on something that had happened where there was a motion made on the REU committee, went back and she tried to explain it, and she didn't change her position. These people don't change their position. They get defensive and they attack, and that's their personality. And no matter how nice you are, Carl, that's the way it is unless we get rid of them, pretty much.
Well, you know, the thing about it is this. I believe that you should try and work through these things, that they can be solved without legal requirements by doing the right thing. If everybody does the right thing. Here's the bottom line, Terry. If they won't do the right thing, Walt McNeil is standing there to say, okay, well, then let's do it the legal way. Nobody wants to do that. Only thing, the whole thing could be settled by probably three people sitting down in an office and saying, look, this is this. Okay, you guys didn't know about that. That was our fault too, you know, blah, 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 blah. Unless there's something beyond this that I just don't see, or if I think, you know, I may suspect something, but you know what? There's nothing out there to prove it. So I'm not going to throw out allegations like some people do.
If people went after this association, good businessmen, solid community people, if they went after this, there's a dog in the hunt for the folks who went after it.
There's something. You know what? There is something going on. The thing is that there are people on this board that are just fine, upstanding. I mean, really good people here. And when that happened, they were so shocked and they were hurt because it kind of like their reputations. And it's like, and I know how politics are played. So, and I've been doing this for 6 years. And again, frankly, I don't care what some people, you know, what most people say. But this thing right here.
Rotary Sunrise Breakfast Friday before last. And a lot of great people there. We talked about Jefferson. Really wonderful, upstanding. You know, Tammy Boone and Vint, you know, just a lot of upstanding people who are just great for the community. And to see the city council turn on them. They've turned on the unions. They've turned on the people. They've turned on everybody. And we, you know, Trish, you're right. We let them. I mean, in Les Baugh, I mean, honestly, how did he ever get elected with some of the stuff he's done? I mean, really and truly, what's going on in Shasta County?
Well, you know, here's the other thing, too, though. And I also sat there through the city council, and I listened to how they made some – I listened to the decisions they made. And frankly, there was, you know, most – you know, the one where they brought the police back, you know, some more police, and then the board of supervisors said, look, we're going to find the money. We're hiring five more deputies. Those are all good things. But it should have been done, I believe, you know, like years ago, and you could have. But at least it was done. There were some decisions that was made there that it was a tough decision on some of the, you know, I watched it and I saw both sides to it. And there were people standing up that were eloquent. I'm not talking about DRBA. This is something else. And I listened to them and I thought, now this is a tough decision they're having to make there. And you know what? Frankly, I agreed with the decision, but the one person that dissented, which was Missy on this one point, I could have seen going that way too. But
let's go back.
So it's tough, you know, Terry. It's not everything is aimed at smacking the people around.
Yeah, but and that's true. But let's go back and let's talk about a couple of things Terry brought up, because he mentioned the thing about Ms. Schrader going back and changing the minutes. What was the outcome of that? We get these little things in the paper and they come out and they say this happened and that happened and blah, blah, blah. Whatever happened to that? I still think she was wrong and she can't do that.
She didn't change the minutes though. There's the thing. The minutes had not been published and we've gone through it before, but it wasn't the minutes she changed. She went back and she looked at
But she did go back after the.
But the minutes had not been published. They had not even been published yet.
That's
what she
not
went
the
back
point.
Into.
Go
well,
ahead, Trish.
But what she went back to was the record of it.
Well, exactly,
but people can't do that. Well, that thing
what was
that she
on
did,
the tape is the question.
Yeah, what was on the tape and how it was recorded, and that's supposed to be what the clerk is typing.
Yes,
once again, we don't get the what happened with that.
Okay,
so we had Brent Weaver, and he's had his allegations about, you know, and he didn't do anything wrong, but he redid it and blah blah blah, and then there was an investigation. What did the investigation show?
I don't know.
Slapped him on the wrist and said that he needed to correct the situation, and he got a warning.
Okay, so why didn't we hear that?
He just should have said, "Gosh, you know, I made a boo boo. I'm sorry, I'm new at this."
Well, exactly, but the record searchlight should have reported that.
I think they did.
Did they? Well, maybe I just missed it.
Yeah, it's possible. Okay, here's bottom line: we got to take a break. Thanks, Terry.
Okay.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. You know, was I being too harsh when I said the Imperial Council? We'll be right back.
This is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
Shopping local, staying local, builds a community.
Downtown Reading is the place to be. Stylish shops, trendy boutiques, fabulous food, and a whole lot of history. Shop local and support these amazing business owners. By shopping local, you help your community thrive. So what do you say? Let's meet downtown. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading.
Step away from the keyboard. Shop local in downtown Reading. BDRBA.org.
Turtle Bay's 23rd annual spring plant sale is April 3rd and April 4th. Our ever-popular heirloom vegetables are a main feature of this spring plant sale, and they sell out fast. Turtle Bay members have their very own pre-sale on Friday, April 3rd. The public sale is on Saturday, April 4th. Turtle Bay members will get a 30% discount, and non-members get 20%. Plus, you can get free gardening advice throughout the day from our Arboretum and Botanical Garden staff and volunteers. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Call 243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Oh no, dirty carpets. So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care, clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. And I want to remind everybody that on April 2nd, Linda's going to be down at Wind River. And she's going to be singing down there with her band. And is just going to, you know, you just have a great time down there at Wind River within the Elements Lounge. Give them a call at 243-3377. It's usually sold out. But if you call and ask if you want to sit up on front where you can watch Linda sing, and then there's dancing and the food. I mean, they have specials that night. I think one of the specials last time was steak and lobster for $15.99.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was really good. The food there is excellent. All right. Let's go to the phones. Conrad, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Conrad.
Hey, I was just wanting to mention that it seems that the state or the city and the county governments have gotten just as bad as state legislature and the U.S. Congress.
Getting close.
If you're volunteering to go there, there's a problem with you. You look up to something no good, and we should all know about it. I'd like to get back to the days where we could have to drag them there kicking and screaming to do the job, but by all means, we got to keep trying to elect decent officials, but
when you go up and you spend,
very decent people don't have too much time.
Well, see, you know, here's the thing too, is that, you know, you don't think about it, but it's 289,000, something like that, was spent on the last city council meeting, and or for running for city council. That's a lot of money. And then you look at what the city council is made up of, is usually, I think, four of the five are retired. Maybe, I'm not sure about Kristen. Because they have more time. Brent Weaver, who tells me this is a 30 or 40 hour a week job. Misty says, no, it's more like a 10 to 15 hour a week job, but she's been there for a while. And so it's how many, and there's no remuneration for it. So who runs for this, Conrad? And you're right. It used to be, oh, we want you to do it. No. And you'll do your 4 years and you get out. And now it's a,
but let's not be confused. The Board of Supervisors is a paid position. Well,
that's
not
different.
A hugely paid position.
I'm just talking about the
$52,000 a year, thereabouts, and that is a living wage in Shasta County.
That should be a 40-hour week.
It should be a full-time job. It isn't for any of them.
Of course not. But you're right, Conrad. What happened to the days when we had to drag them into work to be a representative? And now people, this is what they want to do. I mean, and they want to stay.
We should consider what Texas does. You come in, you do your job, you go home.
I like it. Every other year.
We'll call you.
Yeah. Every other year, the Texas legislature meets. Every other year. I like it. Okay.
When they're not meeting, they can't hurt us.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks a lot,
Conrad. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks for calling,
Conrad. Thanks, Conrad.
Thank you.
That was a new caller.
Yeah, that's good.
I've had a lot of new callers. Somebody said that Brent spent $100,000 on his election. Jeez, did he spend that much? You know what?
Well, he didn't spend the money. And you know, the thing is that because in an
effort, I don't know if he did or not. That's just something out of the chat room.
Well, he spent $100,000 on his own?
I don't know. It just says Brent spent $100,000 on his election. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, I think that probably means that's what his campaign cost.
Probably. But still, $100,000 for city council.
That's a lot of money. I'm not saying, and again, I don't know if Brent spent that much. I'm just getting it out of the chat room.
That's a lot of money for elections. When I was running for the Board of Supervisors, I think the most I ever spent, I could be wrong.
Six bags of peanuts.
No, I mean, and even the year that I got pushed into the primaries and actually had to do June and November, I think the maximum I spent that year was about $19,000.
Well, yeah, but that was what?
Yeah, two elections. No, that was 7 years ago.
Okay, let's move on. The assault on the trail. The one on the river trail, the juvenile said she was assaulted. The police have announced that it wasn't an assault. She was lying. The other assault that was out on Keswick Trail, the two 14-year-old girls, that's still being investigated. But the girl on the river trail, and this is the reason I'm talking about this is it causes fear in people's lives that here's somebody being assaulted on the trail during the day. And then to find, so it's important that people know, no, it didn't happen. There was nobody assaulted on the trail.
Yeah.
But it still means is that if you're out there running, my friends, and especially my lady friends in that sense, like Trish is my lady friend and Brenda's my lady friend, if you're trotting along the trail or walking along the trail, there is no reason that you don't have pepper spray in your right hand or, to be able to protect yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
From dogs.
And be aware. Pay attention. And go during a time of day when there's other people on the trail.
Or go with somebody else.
And go with a friend. That's
Diane,
a good idea.
Diane walks every day. And Diane works here. And she walks with her friend. And they walk. But they're together. And that right there makes it tougher. But if you're going out by yourself just with dogs and, maybe you're, anything could happen, have the pepper spray in your hand.
Be prudent, but not paranoid.
Yeah. Just be aware of your surroundings. This is what we teach in the concealed carry. Be aware of your surroundings. You avoid the incident. Okay. MSNBC.
Okay.
Our favorite station. I listen to MSNBC.
I know.
I tune into it because I like to listen to Rachel Maddow because Rachel Maddow is sometimes when she's wrong, she is so wrong. And then you know what she did a couple of times? She apologized. She said, I was so wrong. She said, I was just wrong, on some one of her facts. And I thought, I've never seen O'Reilly do that. I've never seen other people do that. But she did it. But anyway, MSNBC, the ratings are so bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, you and three other people listen.
They are so bad. Especially in the 24 to 54, that's the big demo, the demographics they're looking for.
They're just,
it is so bad that they're just, they don't even know what to do. I know what to do. Hire me. A middle-of-the-road, conservative kind of guy. I could go in there. I could raise their ratings single-handedly by millions.
Middle-of-the-road.
Conservative.
I've got to work on
a middle-of-the-road conservative. Okay, right of the road. I'm in the right lane, but I'm not in the far right lane like some people.
Well, but and
most people are in the lane I'm in, though. You're in this lane a lot. You kind of wave over every so often into my lane, and then you move back over to the other one where it's take no prisoners.
Well, I will tell you that, just to really jump, I've been doing this to you all morning, but to jump a little to another subject, if the Republican Party ever wants to hold office again at the presidential
level,
the national level, they're going to have to get out of the middle of the road and go conservative. They are not going to elect another middle-of-the-road Republican. I'm guaranteeing it.
Well, if I tell you what, you need somebody that takes a stand. You've got – the thing about it is with Mr. Obama is this. He's decimating the military. He's getting us back into a war in the Middle East. And his people that defend him, I just sit there and I listen. It's like Hillary. People are still trying to defend Hillary. Oh, well, you know what? She didn't sign that piece of paper that she was supposed to sign saying she turned everything. Well, but neither did Condoleezza Rice or the other guy. But forgive me for saying this, but that's a little kid's argument. Well, he didn't do it, so it's okay if she did it. No, that's a little kid's argument. She did it. She did it. I could do it. No, no, no. So Hillary, who has taken thousands, tens of thousands of emails that's been destroyed. And nobody knows what they are. And yet they seem to think that that's okay. Why do they think it's okay? It's not. Her defenders think it's okay.
Do you know, there was a time up until this last administration where I could actually have an intelligent conversation with somebody on the other side. I could get into a discussion with them, agree to disagree. And now I find that I really much – I'm to a point with most of them when they start with the, why don't you defend him? You just need to give him time to get it right. Everybody's on him and criticizing him. I really just kind of have to walk away Because the only comment that I can come up with to even say to them is something to the effect of, you're really just too stupid to be alive. I mean,
hear the latest President Obama says? He says, you know what? I didn't explain to everybody how bad it was. You know, it's all Bush's fault now, 6 years later. I never really explained about how bad it really was under President Bush. That's why it's taken so long. He actually did. And then he blamed ISIS on Bush because, well, Bush started the war in the Middle East.
Wait a minute.
I kind of thought it was like people that crashed. Anyway.
I thought we lost a building someplace along the way and many American lives.
The thing about is that not having a SOFA, Status of Forces Agreement, is what caused ISIS to rise in Iraq. That was the Obama administration. Okay. All right. Hey, what's tomorrow? Friday?
Yes. Simpson all day long.
Simpson University. We've got a bunch of other things coming in here. Just a lot of stuff heading out on Friday. And then this weekend, of course, great shows. We got Honor Flight. We have Sovereign Mines and Jefferson State of Mind having a big fundraiser out at Wind River.
Anderson Rotary Club, Wild Game Feed, Saturday night.
The Sovereign Mines in Jefferson State of Mind is, you can buy your tickets at Jones Fort, and give them a call down there to find out about it. It's going to have like 200 people and lots of guns. Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
No, I won't.
Which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. When it comes to a nuclear deal with Iran, there are Republican reservations.
How can we expect Iran to uphold an agreement when they are not meeting their current commitments?
And Democratic doubts.
Iran's leaders don't deserve an ounce of trust.
Bipartisan concern among lawmakers on Capitol Hill as talks aimed at reining in Iran's nuclear program continue in Switzerland. Secretary of State John Kerry leading the U.S. delegation. 9 people under arrest in Tunisia following yesterday's museum attack that left 23 people dead. One of the victims, a British woman, British Prime Minister David Cameron.
We need to be absolutely clear about what we face. This is the latest example of extremist terror.
Tunisian authorities say 5 of those arrested were directly connected to the bloody attack. Also at SRNnews.com, President Obama.